essence and the purpose of ECRM. The concept of ECRM provides the prospects of configuring and managing the customers and their relative database. In other terms, we can define CRM as an efficient backend operation which helps to predict customers and their behavior. It is important to systematize the technology strategically. Therefore, an ECRM enables a group of individuals to work simultaneously, which could conserve time. It holds and organizes all the CRM functions with the use of internet, which includes resources set by an organization and marketing strategies to drive sales. Comforts and advantages of using an ECRM. Projects a customer face of an organization. The advantage of acquiring customers' track record in one click. In parallel, providing the same to respective concerns make the sales significantly less complicated. Often, an ECRM is used and combined with data warehousing of e-commerce application. This allows providing a self-service portal to manage inventory and their related opportunity. With consolidated data saved in an ECRM gives the leverage to run personalized marketing campaigns. Easy to access data via electronic device, anytime, anywhere, creating a more personal direct connection with customers. Opens multiple channels to communicate, which includes live chats, emails, and web-based campaigns. Designed to meet customer preferences to maximize the lifetime value of each customer. Data warehousing. A data warehouse is a type of data management system that is designed to enable and support business intelligence, especially analytics. Data warehouses are solely intended to perform queries and analysis and often contain large amounts of historical data. The way data is ordinarily stored in a series of databases, there's one for Salesforce automation, one for the call center, and so on. The problem with these information silos is that they have limited, if any, insight into other databases in the company. That means instead of offering an integrated 360-degree view of the customer, the data is spread over several different sources and it is anything from difficult to impossible to get a complete picture of customers' interactions with the company. As a result, most companies have trouble tracking down critical information on the history of the customer's transactions with the company. According to Forrester Research, only 37% of those surveyed knew if they shared a customer with another division of the company. Only 37% knew that they actually shared a customer with another division of the same company. Right? All right. Only 20% could tell if the customer had visited the company website, and only 23% of the customer service representatives could get a history of the customer's interaction with the company via the web. The answer to this problem is a data warehouse. A data warehouse is a special kind of database that is easy to extract data from and do data analysis on. In the context of CRM, it is designed to provide a complete view of the customer as distinct from the data silos you often get from a conventional transactional database. Since it is designed strictly for analysis rather than supporting transactions, it is usually faster at such tasks than the transactional database that runs the company. Although an integrated database can do just about anything a data warehouse can do, the data warehouse is designed to do analytical tasks faster and easier than an ordinary database. A data warehouse is the ideal way to store a full 360-degree view of the customer to guide customer interactions. Data warehouses were originally designed for large companies with a lot of data they needed to be analyzed. Originally, they were large programs that ran on mainframes or big mini computers. They were expensive, complex, and required the care of experts. What was worse? That they were just about undecipherable to anyone but experts. They were expensive, complex, and required the care of experts. What was worse? Was that they were just about undecipherable to anyone but experts. Nobody was able to decipher what was the information. What can we do? Nothing. Like everything else in the computer business, data warehouses have changed markedly over the years. Now, smaller, cheaper data warehouses are available with front ends that are easier to non-specialists to use. As a result, data warehouses have proliferated even in small and medium-sized businesses. What is a data warehouse? This is how a data warehouse looks like. There is a CRM, ERP, and other softwares. This is a data warehouse, and there is reporting, budgeting, and the dashboards. This is how data is connected via all the different means of softwares, all the different departments, all the different important aspects for you and the business. It's important to understand that a data warehouse is not equivalent to just any database. A database is there to collect and store data in real time. A data warehouse, on the other hand, is the home of all the data generated over time. It's the place where it comes together and businesses can use it to make the right decisions. Benefits of using a data warehouse. There are tons of advantages when it comes to data warehouses. First of all, storage of a data will be no concern anymore. As you know, keeping large amounts of marketing data and reports in spreadsheets is a pretty bad idea. The magic of a data warehouse is in its ability to store all the marketing data you have so you can compare past and present performances. Secondly, you would be able to maximize the impact of your insights. Once you couple your data warehouse with a marketing analytical tool, you will find the drivers of your success quite easily. Third, don't forget that providing your return on investment, marketing ROI, is never an easy task. A data warehouse for marketing can certainly help you with. A more organized and clear your data is, the easier it will be for you and your peers to understand how marketing contributes to its bottom line. Fourth benefit, users can uncover new trends which might have been missed if they had only looked at the most recent numbers. If you plan to perform in-depth analysis of your data, you should make use of historical data. Most of your answers lie there. The amount of historical data required to make such predictions is often pretty expensive. Therefore, a data warehouse should be considered the only viable storage solution for your data. Fifth, a data warehouse accelerates your decision making. For sure, when you have hard facts at hand, making the right move becomes an easy task. Read that again, my friend. When you have facts at hand, the right moves will become an easy task for you. Number six, foreseeing marketing trends is among the best competitive advantages as a company can have. In competitive markets, every bit of insight helps to keep the competition at bay. Getting the big picture of your marketing is therefore your life insurance to keep a healthy business. A data warehouse provides a central location to store data gathered from various sources and platforms. From a marketing standpoint, this includes all the data from your paid ads, Google ads, Facebook, display, retargeting, all of it. CRM, email lists, customer lists, website analysis, and Google Analytics, Periscope, server data, and other marketing data that you might be doing from your various marketing activities. All of the various data sources are extracted, transformed, and loaded. ETL, extracted, transformed, and loaded into an aggregated data view to give you a holistic view of your marketing efforts. Essentially, a DWH, data warehouse, becomes a business intelligence tool that helps you analyze all your data, understand trends and relationships, and inform strategic decision making. Let's take a look at three different data warehouse examples. First up is the basic or the single tier data warehouse. These types of DWH aim to minimize the volume of data deposited by eliminating redundancy, but won't suit any businesses with complex data requirements or numerous streams of data. Next is the two tier or DWH with a staging area. The staging area is a system that cleans the data so that only relevant and useful information is stored. Last is the three-tiered DWH or data mart. Data marts add a level of customization by streamlining valuable information needed by certain teams. This means your marketing team receives actionable insights from only the data they are interested in. Data mining and CRM. What is data mining? Data mining is the process of finding useful patterns and relationships in large volumes of data. It's basically creating meaning out of large, big chunks of data, which can be used to take better decisions. This uses statistical algorithms and models to find trends from existing data warehouses. Role of data mining in CRM. Although it is still a new technology, businesses from many industries have invested in it to make the most of their data. Data mining techniques in CRM assist your business in finding and selecting relevant information. This can then be used to get a clear view of the customer lifecycle. The lifecycle includes customer identification, attraction, retention, and development. The more data in the database, the more accurate the models created will be there, and hence more value gained. Data mining usually involves the use of predictive modeling, forecasting, and descriptive modeling techniques as its key elements. CRM and data mining. As you can see on the diagram, there are four different aspects. customer development, customer identification, customer attraction, and customer retention, with six important things that it can provide to you. Classification of customers, association of them with the data, forecasting the future with the data you have, sequence discovery or pattern discovery if you can find them within the data, clustering of the different customers with the data provided to you, and visualization of the future and what the future holds for the company in terms of sales, marketing, or whatever efforts you're trying to automate or predict for the future. But four important techniques or four important areas are customer development, customer identification, customer attraction, and customer retention. Take a look at this diagram for the next 30 seconds and understand, try and understand, try and gauge what it is trying to say. Applications of data mining in CRM. Basket analysis. Find out which items customers tend to purchase together. This knowledge can improve stocking, store layout strategies, and promotions. This can be a beautiful thing for you to increase your per customer cart value as well. Number two, sales forecasting. Examining time-based patterns help businesses make restocking decisions better. Furthermore, it helps you in supply chain management, financial management, and gives complete control over internal operations. Database marketing. Retailers can design profiles of customers based on demographics, tastes, preferences, and buying behavior. It will also aid the marketing team in designing the right marketing campaigns and promotional offers. This will result in enhanced productivity, optimal allocation of resources, and desirable ROI. Most important for you as a business. Number four, predictive life cycle management. Data mining helps an organization predict each customer's lifetime value and service each segment properly. Number five, market segmentation. Learn which customers are interested in purchasing your products, designing your marketing campaigns according to them, and promotions keeping their tastes and preferences in mind. This will in turn increase efficiency and result in desired ROI, since you would not be targeting customers who are not interested in your product. Number six, product customization. Manufacturers can customize product according to their exact needs of the customers. To do this, they must be able to predict which features should be bundled to meet customer demand. Number seven, fraud detection. By analyzing past transactions that turned out to be fraudulent, you can take precautions to stop that from happening once again. Banks and other financial institutions will benefit from this feature immensely by reducing the number of bad debts. Warranties. Manufacturers will need to predict the number of customers who will make warranty claims and the average cost of those claims. This will ensure the best management of company funds. What are the different techniques of data mining in CRM? There are two forms of data mining techniques. Number one, predictive data mining, which means that it makes use of some variables for predicting the efficacy of other variables. Number two is descriptive data mining. It aims at finding the frequency and correlation in the data for revealing readable patterns. Anomaly detection. When you search for information that doesn't match expected behavior or a projected pattern, this is anomaly detection. Anomalies can provide actionable information because they deviate from the average in the data set. This can help you take better decisions because it's something that is showing you a change in behavior or a change that you might not be expecting from the customer or a buying pattern or your marketing campaigns. Association rule learning. Discover relations between data items and use databases. With association rule learning, you can uncover hidden patterns. Use that to better understand your customers. Clustering. Identifying similar data sets and understanding both similarities and differences within the data. Data sets that have similar traits can be used for conversion rates and increasing them. For you, the most interesting example is to have different clusters of data which can help you increase the conversion rate as a whole. For example, if the buying behavior of one group of customers is similar to the other, then both of them can be targeted with similar services or products. Classification. This technique is used for gathering information about data so that the data sets can be replaced into proper categories. One example is the classification of email as either regular, acceptable email, or as spam. Regression analysis. Regression analysis is one of the advanced data mining techniques in CRM. The objective is to find a dependency between different data items and map out which variables are affected by other variables. This technique is used to determine customer satisfaction levels and their impact on customer loyalty. The benefits of data mining in CRM. Data mining offers myriad of benefits to individuals, businesses, as well as the government agencies and departments. Here are some of them. Provides useful insights. Data mining allows you to analyze historical data, about customers and also provides useful hidden insights. The knowledge accumulated through the process of data mining can be used for customer retention, market analysis, corporate analysis, production control, risk management, and fraud detection. Helps understand consumer behavior. Data mining and their processes help you identify the shopping patterns of your customers. It also enlightens you about consumer behavior, which in turn helps you understand your consumers' opinions about your products and services. Helps you design a result-driven marketing campaign. Data mining also plays an instrumental role in implementing successful marketing campaigns. With the help of accurate data models, businesses can implement more targeted marketing campaigns. What's more, the insights obtained from data mining can be used for providing personalized offers to your customers. It helps measure profitability. Data mining also helps you gauge the profitability of your business. Moreover, by analyzing customer data, you can identify which category of products, services, and costs keep your customers come back to you for more. Additionally, it also helps you identify the trends which led to the loss of customers. Enhances customer loyalty. Through the data mining process, you can enhance your customer loyalty and brand loyalty besides increasing the number of product purchases. It also allows you to reward consumer behavior through coupons, offers, discounts, and other incentives. Helps you interpret market trends. A powerful data mining program can help you forecast future marketing trends and the market trends besides helping you identify new target markets. It keeps you ahead of the pack. In today's competitive marketplace, businesses need to make the right decisions faster to stay ahead of the curve. Since data mining techniques help you make precise business decisions, data mining tools nowadays form an essential aspect of enterprise decision making. Data mining, together with the rise of AI, will shape the future of CRM and aid companies in their quest to become more customer focused or customer oriented. The combination of CRM and DM tools will help augment the knowledge and understanding of customers, products, and transactional data, thereby improving strategic decision making and technical marketing activity. The outcome? Increased revenue due to improved ability to respond to each individual contact and reduced costs due to the optimal allocation of resources. Other technological develops in CRM. Many aspects of CRM relies heavily on technology. However, the strategies and process of a good CRM system will collect, manage, and link information about the customer with the goal of letting one market and sell services effectively. Contact center. A contact center, also referred to as a customer interaction center or e-contact center, is a central point in an enterprise from which all customers' contacts are managed. It typically includes one or more online call centers, but may include other types of customer contacts as well, including email newsletters, postal mail catalogs, call center experts, website inquiries, web chats, and the collection of information from customers during in-store purchasing. A contact center is generally a part of an enterprise's overall customer relationship management and is typically a modern unified communication solution with specialized software that enables contact information to be routed through appropriate resources, contacts to be tracked, and full customer interaction history to be gathered and managed at one place. A contact center is considered to be an important element in multi-channel marketing. Multimedia contact center. Customers increasingly expect to communicate with companies over multiple channels of their choice, not only voice, but also email, web chat, or even faxes and SMS interactions. And most businesses do well to support those channels, making it easier for customers to get the answers they need in format of their desire. Customers are more likely to abandon those companies that do not meet these expectations. Today's increasingly networked world offers many means of communication, including mobile telephony, text messaging, online chat, and emails delivered to computers or mobile phones. Many of these technologies are now mainstream in specific demographic groups. Customers expect to be able to use these channels to communicate with their vendors and manage online services. If the customer has a choice of multiple means of contacts, they will generally choose the channel most appropriate. This means the contact is likely to be managed in the most efficient and effective way for the customer and the company. Proactive notification reduces call volume. Multimedia contact centers can also implement proactive notifications using channels such as email or text messaging to reduce the volume of incoming requests for information. For example, consider a customer that uses a self-service brokerage banking firm, making trades as well as doing banking. He frequently deposits checks to the brokerage account from other income sources and calls the service to verify that the checks have cleared. The brokerage decides to offer its customers automated notification options when deposits and trade occurs, such as email or SMS messaging. Implementing proactive automated notification eliminates the customer's calls to inquire if checks are received or cleared. The customer receives the information promptly without having to call the contact center. Technology VOIP cut costs and erases location barriers while improving customer service. The ability to augment the traditional contact center with remote, home-based, and outsourced agents adds to the VOIP's favor. Reducing costs and converging channels like voice, email, web chat may also help to extend VOIP's growth curve. And although VOIP reduces toll, network, equipment, and administrative costs, it is not yet widely deployed. Technology, web services and services-oriented architecture provides an increased span of flexibility. Flexibility is one of the prime reasons web services and services-oriented architectures are technology platforms to watch, as are open standards like speech application language tags, SALT, simple object access protocols, SOAP, and extensible markup language, XML. Web services and service-oriented architectures provide more adaptable and flexible applications so that applications can change more dynamically in the context of a business process. Provides an increased span of flexibility. The industry is already beginning to see how the web services can positively affect the way the application works together. However, although all web services can allow organizations to work across applications, the hype around it is now massive. Why do you need to know about it? Properly done, they can reduce costs while boosting amount of transactions a company can process without increasing headcount. Self-service applications with the aid of voice XML can help organizations, especially contact centers, strike that happy medium between slicing costs and satisfying customers. Voice XML uses open standards for building telephone and speech applications. Voice XML is just one pixel, albeit large, that helps create the speech technology picture. Agents still handle about 80% of calls coming into the contact center, and touch-tone IVR systems handle only 10 to 20%. But with speech applications gaining around, that IVR percentage is poised for growth. Technology, outsourced application delivery. Organizations that want a quick launch of their CRM initiative are increasingly looking to the ASP model, including hosted and on-demand CRM. The benefits vendors will be quick to tell prospects can include lower cost of acquisition, faster deployment, and cost savings from not having to install or maintain the software on the user's system. Whether businesses use an ASP to test CRM before deploying in-house or as a long-term solution, the popularity of the model has propelled such companies as Salesforce.com and RightNow Technologies to IPOs this year. Technology, social networking. Why you need to know about it? Simply because it helps employees uncover possible relationships that may increase chances of completing sales transactions. Sealing a sales deal is often about who you know, and that is why social networking earns a slot on our list. Social network technology allows enterprises to search for relationships to accounts and contacts in their CRM systems. Technology, wireless connectivity, and applications. Why you need to know about it allows mobile professionals to stay better connected, improve productivity, and even close deals. Remember the days when firms first imagined how the portable computer could completely revolutionize the way we do business? Those same organizations are now abuzz with the possibilities of wireless connectivity and applications. The data they want and need to get their job done more efficiently, more productively, and more profitably is available at their fingertips when they need it. And the potential increases with every mobile technology improvement and new cell towers. The explosion of wireless connectivity and what it's allowing the mobile professional to do, how often they can connect as they move around in their business day, the connection speeds and the coverage just continues to increase every day. Technology, presence technologies, RFID, POS. Why do you need to know about it? It can locate customers and personally tailor messages that may help to extend the business relationship. RFID allows things and people to be self-identifying. Barcodes taken to the next level. When push comes to shove, CRM comes down to one thing, the ability to identify that customer, identify the transactions you had with that customer, and relate all of that to provide a more positive experience for that customer. Technology, presence technologies, RFID, POS. How will consumers feel about see all, know all technology? Unisys Jasso says it can become a little bit brotherish. Yet for very specific types of applications, there are some intriguing possibilities. So although it doesn't see massive adoption soon, with a little brainstorming, that technology is becoming ready for prime time. Technology, open source, CRM. Why do you need to know about it? Shared source code allows for flexibility and faster product evolution. Some CRM vendor executives consider open source software a delight flight to a financial disaster. But others are not only trying their hand at it, they're seeing faster than expected adoption. Open source CRM will have a major impact on the industry as it has in other areas. Preslan says, for industries like financial services, open source is the first stop before looking at any other solutions. Although some vendors and analysts are not too fond of open source CRM, companies like Epiphany and Siebel Systems are starting to give their idea serious consideration. Technology, embedded analytics, and business intelligence. Why you need to know about it? Line of business users get faster, easier access to meaningful information. CRM users love data, but hate to wait for analysts or IT-generated reports. Getting information into the hands of customer-facing staff has the potential to substantially affect CRM results. Although the benefits are potentially large, buyer beware. According to Kingstone, embedded analytics is being hyped as a magic bullet. The hype is so big because embedded prescriptive analytics can affect decision-making by suggesting actions rather than just running multiple reports. The catch is that the tools are more advanced than many companies' ability to use the functionality. Technology, queue management. Why do you need to know about it? Can improve the customer's experience, which may spur sales. Any technology that can improve the quality of experience for the customer has a chance to make a serious impact on the market. And that's why queue management deserves examination. Increasing first call resolution rates can both reduce costs and increase customer satisfaction. And boosting those rates may start with how contact centers handle queues. Imagine your first call gets the resolution that you were desiring. How amazing is that? There are now technologies that allow a caller to have a placeholder in the queue as if they were waiting on the phone, but they instead can hang up and wait for a return call. There are also technologies that allow people to return schedule a call at whatever time they deem and seem convenient. Finally, the conclusion. The key pointers that we learned in this chapter were CRM versus ECRM, evolution of CRM, application of ECRM, data warehousing and importance, data mining for CRM, other technologies in CRM. With that, we conclude the chapter number 6, and I hope you could understand all of it. Go through it once again, take a break, come back, take a deep breath, come back, and finally, you know what to do. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you so much.